اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله محمد وأجل فرجهم.
Welcome back again, respected brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum. Let's inshallah continue our review session. So brother Ali Nasir, Fawad Haider and Hussein Rohullah, welcome back again.
Thank you.
هذا النور شفاء صدور فاض وعطر كل لسان وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن. So guys, we were doing like a quick review on the rules of Nunu Sakin and Tanween. Okay?
Yes.
Right? So whenever we have the throat letters, we apply the rule Ilhar, right? So what were the throat letters? Hamza.
He.
Ha.
Ha.
Ha. And?
Ayn.
Ayn.
Ghain.
Yes.
Ayn, Ghain. Ha, Ha. Hamza, Ha.
Yes.
So Hamza, Ha. They are separate letters, not pairs, okay, or couples. But ha kha, they are kind of the same. Brothers. Ayn ghain, they are the same. All right?
Yes.
So these six letters are there, so whenever you meet them, or actually not you, okay? So whenever the tanween or nun sakina, in any of them, meets one of these letters, or they come before, and hamza or any of those letters comes next, so what do you apply? The rule? Izhar. How do you apply the rule Izhar?
By not applying.
By not applying any rule.
Yes.
Not changing anything. Just Tanween is pronounced as Tanween. Nun Sakina is pronounced as Nun Sakina. For example, the word Min Hu. How do you say this?
Min
Hu.
Min Hu. Simple as that. Nothing is changed. Yes. Not Min Hu or Mihu or whatever. Okay? Mihu. No, nothing. So, whenever you have Tanween or Nunusakina plus one of these six letters, the rule Idghar. So, what was the rule Ikhfa? It was easy. Let's talk about the rule Idgham first. Idgham.
Merging letters.
Yeah, merging. Yeah, great, merging. Idgham means merging.
Merging.
So, there are two types of merging, yes? Merging with
Ghunna.
And merging without?
Ghunna.
Ghunna. What was Ghunna?
A nasal sound.
Nasal sound. This sound. Okay, now, what were the letters that make you or force you to apply the rule Idgham?
Qutbijad.
Qutbijad letters?
No.
MashaAllah.
Yarmalun letters?
Yarmalun letters, not Qutbijad letters. Qutbijad letters were in?
Qalqala.
So, Yarmalun letters. So, what are Yarmalun letters?
Yeah. Re, La, Mim, Nun.
If you say Ye, that is Farsi one or Persian one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ra,
Mim, Lam, Waw, Nun. Yarmalun. Six letters. So, six letters for Idharul, six letters for?
Idgham.
Idgham. So, what do you exactly do with these letters? What exactly idgham means here?
Merging.
Merging. How do you merge?
We merge.
How do you merge? For example, you have tanween or nun sakin.
We combine both
plus
sounds.
One of them. You combine the sound of?
One of these letters to the next letter.
Yeah. So how do you, for example, the word mim nun man nun sakin, then you have ya. How do you say this?
Me. No.
Me or may.
May.
Yes, whatever. So ever has fatha. Man ya'mal. Faman ya'mal. How do you say this?
Faman ya'mal.
Ah, mashallah. Faman ya'mal. Noon is merged to ya as if noon is gone.
Yes.
It's no longer there, okay?
I have a question. Yep. It only connects from the sixth letter to, again, from those like ya to lam, mim to waw, or other letters are involved as well?
No, no, no. So look, the letter noon is sakin or tanween will be merged into or with
just the yarmalun letters.
Yeah, just the yarmalun letters. Okay? So that's why we say yarmalun letters, we call it merging, yes? Idgham. That's it, these six letters. Okay? But remember, I told you one day, I told you in this lesson that we have tashdeed as well, yes? Shadda. So shadda means also like two letters are merged together. We have double letters. For example, you say rabb. This rabb, the first ba is sakin, the second ba has fatha.
Lillah.
Yeah, no, lillah, yes. These two lam are also merged. So I told you, sometimes we have idgham. Idgham was? Idgham?
Mithlain.
Mithlain. Mashallah. The two identical letters. That's also idgham, merging, okay? But what we mean here is idgham with nun sakin or tanween. Okay? So from these six letters, they are divided into two groups, all right? So idgham with ghunnah. What were the letters?
Yamun.
Like. Yamun. Ya, mim, waw, and
nun.
So what does idgham with ghunnah mean?
Idgham with the
nasal sound. Yes. You prolong it for how many counts?
Two counts.
For just two counts, we can continue to.
Two counts, no, the normal sound is two counts, but it's ghunna, okay?
But ghunna, if you add more, ghunna, is it wrong?
Remember, ghunna has two count sounds.
Always. If you add more, it's wrong?
No, it's okay, because in the recitation, you can prolong it. Look, how many counts? Four counts. It depends on your recitation, okay? That's not wrong.
Like, we can stretch
but
how
less
much
than
we
that,
want.
Less than that is wrong. If you
we
say,
can stretch how much we want.
This is wrong.
We what? Can stretch how much we want.
Up to six counts.
More than six
like the mat. Like the mat, okay? It's like the mat.
Yes.
But you, in the mat, that's what we studied, that you can prolong it more.
Yeah.
Okay? It is that, but normal, the normal sound is two counts,
two
okay?
Counts.
You can prolong it to four counts,
six counts.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
But remember that sometimes we prolong it to an extent that even the rhythm of the ayah or the sound of the ayah is kind of changed. You don't have to do it, okay? Uh-huh. No need to do this. Enough, okay? So that was about idgham with ghunnah. But about four letters, what are they? Yes, ya, wow. Mim, waw, nun. Yamun. Remember this word. Yamun. Easy. So the next two letters left, lam and ra. Okay, lam and ra.
Yes.
So idgham with
without
out ghunna.
Yes.
With out ghunna. Yes.
Without.
Yes. Send the ghunna out.
Yes.
So idgham with out ghunna. Yes.
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 So with out ghunna, what does it mean? It means that you do not apply the rule ghunna.
Yes.
Not for two counts. Just merge them. Go ahead. How? Min ra.
Mir.
Mir ra. You do not need to. Mir rabbihim. I want to prolong it for four counts. No. Don't do it, okay? Mir. Even two counts, no. Mir rabbihim. Simple. Mir rabbihim. Go on. So merged this mim to that ra, while actually noon is merged, okay? When noon is merged, okay, so the ra sound is there. Mm-hmm. Then mim is simply joined with that sakin ra. Mir rabbihim. Noon is sacrificed actually here, okay? It is the victim. So that was about idgham with gunna and without gunna. Then we talked about the rule. Iqlab, then ikhfa. Yes?
Yes.
Because like the rest of the letters, when they are left, any letters left, the rule ikhfa will be applied for. So, the rule iqlab for what? The rule iqlab was applied with what letters? How many letters were there? Five or ten?
One.
Yes.
What letter was that?
Ba.
Ba or?
The letter ba.
Ba.
Okay.
Yes.
The letter ba. Only. So, the letter ba. How do you do the word, the, what does iqlab mean?
Changing.
Yes.
Changing, okay? Changing the sound of one letter to another letter.
Simple
as that.
Mm-hmm.
For example, sometimes, okay, we have this in, like sometimes the letter da, ta with two dots. Ta and the letter ta. Sometimes they come next to one another, okay? You change the sound of, or for example, you merge the sound of ta to ta, or you change the sound of ta to ta, and you only pronounce the letter ta.
Tot.
Okay? So we have some words, okay? Inshallah. I think we
can now we
them.
Pronounce it
that?
Dram Muslain, I think.
Shay, can we not just pronounce it that?
Tal.
Yeah.
No. It is in a word, okay? When it's in the word, okay? So it happens another way. So, iqlab was to change the sound of tanween or nun sakin to a slight meme. Yeah, a soft meme.
Yes. I have a question.
Was it a complete meme? Yeah.
Tathir. It's you.
Tathir. No, tathir. No. I mean, look, there was an example. I forgot it now. Both were sakin, okay? Ta and ta. Both were sakin. It was in the Quran. I just forgot the example.
So, tat both are sakin.
No, tath is not. Tat both are not sakin. Ta has fatha.
Yes.
Ta.
Oh, yeah. There's a word before it.
Yeah. So, inshallah, when I remember that word, I will tell you. But now I don't have it in my mind. Okay. What was I telling you? Iqlab. The nun sakin or tanween sound will be changed to a slight or a kind of soft meme sound. Was it a complete meme?
No.
A half meme. As if there is just a little space for example, a
paper.
Yeah, a paper.
Meow.
That sound. Not complete meme. So when you say meme, the lips touch.
Yes.
Yeah?
Meow.
This is. Okay? Meow ba'di. Meow ba'di. Okay? Min ba'di. That's it. That was about iqlab. Let's take a break, inshallah, okay? And we'll be back. Stay with us, respected brothers and sisters who listen to us. Thank you so much. Thanks to Allah Almighty, first and foremost. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. We will be back. Stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fajr.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته
مدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان